The Supreme Court says kids have a right to free speech and to violent video games.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning, I'm Steve Chiatakis. The U.S. Supreme Court said today even kids under the age of 18 can buy violent video games in California. The nation's highest court upheld an earlier ruling striking down the state ban. Lisa McElroy is associate professor at Drexel University's Earl Mack School of Law. She's with us now from Philadelphia. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. What was the court's reasoning for striking down this law?
Well, the court said that historically there's no tradition in our country of treating speech that's aimed at children differently than other kinds of speech. And remember that the First Amendment was designed to protect unpopular kinds of speech. Here we've got a kind of speech, you know, Mortal Kombat, let's say, that some people think is really, really offensive. And the court said, you know, we got to protect this just like we protect, for example, the Divine Comedy.
What are some of the bigger implications, do you think, of the decision, though, Lisa?
Well, I think that what we see is that the court is serious about the First Amendment. Parents are going to make the decisions about what kinds of speech their kids can use, and that is not up to the state. There are at least six other states that have passed these kinds of laws, and of course, these laws will be struck down in the other states as well under this ruling.
Is this a big win for business that markets to kids?
Absolutely. It's a big win for business, and certainly a huge win for the entertainment industry. I mean, think about it. You manufacture a game like Mortal Kombat, and they say that rises to the level of protection that Dante does. That's what Justice Scalia said. That's a pretty big win. You've got to be excited.
Dante, as in the Inferno.
Absolutely. Yeah, the Inferno, right.
Lisa McElroy, associate professor over at Drexel University. Lisa, thank you.
Thank you, Steve.
Democratic and Republican congressional leaders are meeting with President Obama today, trying to reach an agreement on raising the debt ceiling. Still trying. Markets, of course, are watching closely. Numbers are higher right now, up 0.75% for the Dow, up 92 points right now at 12,027. The Commerce Department said today consumer spending for May was unchanged, but that was the worst reading in nearly 2 years. The Los Angeles Dodgers filed for bankruptcy protection, giving the team's owner, Frank McCourt, more time to work out some sort of TV deal. Starting this week, it's illegal to sell baby cribs with drop-down sides. The Consumer Product Safety Commission banned those cribs, but as Marketplace's Eve Tro reports, the cribs deemed unsafe won't go away right away.
Drop-side cribs got popular because they make it easier to pick up a baby. But dozens of babies have died in the past decade when the panels have dropped suddenly. Scott Wolfson at the Consumer Product Safety Commission says that danger led to the new law.
The safest and toughest standards in the world.
But businesses that use cribs, daycare centers, hotels, and crib rental companies, have 18 months to buy new ones. Ami Gadia at Consumers Union says the extra time defrays the big replacement costs.
They may need that additional time because they don't have resources to turn all their cribs over at the same time.
Parents won't care as much about the cost to business as they do about safety. That's why Scott Wolfson at the Consumer Product Safety Commission says most companies will act as fast as they can.
So a lot of them are out there in the marketplace right now placing their orders and not waiting.
The more new cribs they buy now, the more concerned parents they'll keep as customers. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. By Manta, connecting millions of small business owners with new customers every day. On the web at manta.com. And by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
A new documentary premieres tonight on HBO. Hot Coffee chronicles the now famous case of a woman who sued McDonald's after accidentally spilling piping hot coffee in her lap. The case was ridiculed as frivolous. But the director and the producer of the program says no way. The case points to major flaws in how justice or injustice is carried out in this country. Susan Saladoff is with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
I want to know, what's the difference between what people think happened with the hot coffee incident and what really happened?
Well, most people think that this woman was driving the car, that she spilled coffee on herself, that she wasn't very severely injured, and that she, you know, had jackpot justice, that she got millions of dollars. You know, none of that is true. She was in a parked car, a passenger in a parked car. The coffee was so hot, it caused third-degree burns. She was incapacitated for almost 2 years.
Why do you suppose, Susan, people don't know how badly this woman was injured?
This case became the poster child for what's wrong with our legal system, a tool that was being used for this legal reform or tort reform, which most people, of course, don't even know what a tort is. And yet we're being asked to give up our rights all the time. And so nobody ever actually found out what the true facts were. Just the myths continued to be perpetuated.
What about those who say the court system is buried in frivolous lawsuits and then arbitration is the way to go?
We are signing away our rights in contracts every day. Sometimes we don't even have a choice, like in our cell phones or our credit cards. In the fine print is something called mandatory arbitration or forced arbitration. If you wind up having a dispute with the company that you've signed this contract with, the company that you're arguing with is going to pick the decision maker, pay for the decision maker. The decision maker doesn't have to give a reason why he or she comes up with the decision. It's completely secretive and there's no right to appeal.
Do you think there is such a thing as a frivolous lawsuit?
Many lawyers aren't going to take a case that's frivolous because they only get paid if they win. And there are checks and balances in the system. When a person brings a frivolous lawsuit, not only is the case thrown out, the person can be fined. Are we going to prevent all frivolous lawsuits from being filed? Of course not. But do we throw the baby out with the bathwater? I don't think so.
Susan Saladoff, the director and producer of Hot Coffee, it premieres tonight on HBO. Thank you, Susan.
Thank you so much.
And finally, for a British border collie sheepdog named Sai, there's a new workplace hazard. Sai has been named Britain's worst sheepdog after developing a fear of sheep. His owners say Sai will still go after the sheep like a proper sheepdog should, but the minute the flock turns to face him, he runs away. I'm Steve Chiotakis in Los Angeles. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
There's a hospital in St. Louis that wants to get people who are waiting out of its waiting rooms.
Can we give the patient education? Can we give them, get their labs done ahead of time? To where when they get to see the doctor, all that stuff's back.
Efficiency experts from the car business doing the rounds. I'm Kai Rizdahl, Lean Management. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.